Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm David Madden, and here's what's happening. Just days after charging an 18-year-old with the murder of his twin brother in the city's Overbrook section, prosecutors in the city have dropped the charges during a last-minute hearing. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the district attorney now has his sights set on the boy's dad.
Authorities say Fayyad Giller fatally shot his brother Suhail in the chest earlier this month, but district attorney Larry Krasner calls it a tragic accident and dropped the murder charges against him.
Upon further and careful investigation, we have concluded that while Fayyad did pull the trigger, he did not do so with criminal intent.
Krasner says they're now turning their attention to the teen's father, Aleem Giller.
He should not have incurred his three children, the twins, and their 16-year-old sister, to play with the firearm.
The DA's office did not allow KYW News Radio to attend that press conference. A spokesperson for the DA says it was because we didn't ask for comment on this case. We were able to get more information about the latest development thanks to our partners at CBS3. 38-year-old Christine Hayes of Westchester is accused of scamming dozens of people with fake vacation packages, including a cancer patient who wanted to go to Disney World. The story from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth.
Hayes is charged with a dozen felonies, including identity theft. The Attorney General's office says she sold about $400,000 worth of discounted vacation deals, then failed to follow through. In some cases, the office says she used credit card information from one person to buy plane tickets for someone they didn't know. In one case, it says a family bought a travel package to Disney World for a cancer patient. When that family expressed concern the trip hadn't been booked yet, the Attorney General's office says Hayes claimed she had breast cancer, which the office alleges was an attempt to buy herself more time.
Hayes has already waived her preliminary hearing and is set for a formal arraignment next month. A new 988 suicide prevention hotline will be voted on today by the Federal Communications Commission. The number would operate like the 911 emergency hotline, and suicide prevention advocates say legislation is also in the works to fund it through fees similar to how 911 operates. KYW's Kim Glovis talked to John Madigan of the American Federation of Suicide Prevention about 988.
Coming up with an easy-to-remember three-digit number like 988 is the right answer.
So if somebody has the idea, I want to commit suicide, and they're going to reach out to someone, they want help. And if they're reaching out for help and they get it quickly, all the better?
Absolutely. Time is of the essence.
And I was reading your bio, and I understand that you have personal experience.
Yes, I unfortunately lost my sister Nancy to suicide back in 1997, so it doesn't make me better at my job. It just gives me a different set of eyeglasses as I attempt to work in this field.
Madigan says last year suicide was the second leading cause of death among those 10 to 34. A meeting is held tonight in Chester to reveal possible development plans for the waterfront near the Union soccer team's Talon Stadium. The Union's chief business officer, Tim McDermott, says the idea to develop the waterfront was actually conceived a couple of years ago.
The goal is to take the area as it exists today, and obviously the Philadelphia Union are a major anchor tenant in this area, and really transform it into something that is 365 days a year.
McDermott says the Union hired NBBJ, an architectural firm, to look at the area under the Commodore Barry Bridge and around the Union complex and come up with a plan for the formerly industrial site. NBBJ's Alan Mountjoy.
The community already enjoys this place, and I think that they enjoy coming down here for a variety of reasons. They love coming to the park. They like to come down here and fish.
Mountjoy says a fairly significant investment is going to be needed to build the future waterfront from the ground up. There's a bill headed to Harrisburg aimed at cleaning up Philadelphia schools. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, there's a community banding together to help pass it into law.
Asbestos, lead, and mold have plagued a number of Philadelphia school buildings, but now lawmakers have drafted a bill to do something about it.
It's needed desperately because our kids should be able to go to school and be safe.
Gilberto Gonzalez's son Lucas goes to Ben Franklin High School. Their building was shut down earlier this year because of asbestos.
It's time to invest in our schools and protect our children.
Next week, Gonzalez and a number of other Philadelphia school parents and students are taking a charter bus to Harrisburg to present that bill. He plans on taking the floor to speak to lawmakers.
Sponsors hope to get the $25 million for Philadelphia schools, more for other schools across Pennsylvania. They hope to get the measure passed in the new year. That's the All Local. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.